A pleasant good morning to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth. It's my constant prayer that the lessons and material which are presented from Saturday to Saturday in this time slot are helpful to each listener. If you feel that I have taught error, please call my attention to it. And I assure you, if you point out something wherein error has been taught, I will be the first one to make the correction. You'll be my friend for having pointed it out to me. And it's my heart's desire to be right in the sight of God. And that can only come by being true to His revealed truth, the Word of God, the Bible as we know it. Now to our thoughts of the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. There was an article in the Beaumont newspaper entitled Hardcore Hymns, and it was under the major heading of Faith and Values. And the article begins, and I quote, "The lead singer sported a shaved head, goatee, and pierced ears as he bound around the stage in baggy shorts and incited the crowd of teens to dance with abandon, and dance they did, doing the pogo, body surfing, and shanking their hearts out. A scene from Lollapalooza, a concert and an alternative music nightclub? Nope. This was in church, alternative Christian bands, The Insider, and Fold Zandura appeared Sunday night at Calvary Baptist Church, where more than 300 teens transformed the sanctuary into a concert hall." Now I want to ask you a question this morning. Is this the kind of worship and devotion that our Lord expects out of His creatures? Can you even begin to picture the Son of God with shaved head and a goatee, adorned with short, baggy pants, inciting those present to dance with abandon? Is that the picture that you see of the crucified Christ of mankind? Is that the impression that God's Word leaves with one who will open the pages and just use a little bit of common sense that the Lord has bestowed upon each one of us? I cannot imagine our Lord doing the pogo, or body surfing, or shanking. Well, what is the pogo? Well, according to this article in the Beaumont paper, the pogo is punk rock dance that involves jumping up and down. And what's shanking? Well, shanking is a dance that resembles the jitterbug or Charleston played in Fast Forward. And what is body surfing? Body surfing is a grunge-inspired fad where participants run up to the front of the stage and leap off backwards into the crowd and be carried hand to hand over the audience. All of these definitions found in the article we are quoting from. Can you, in your wildest imagination, picture Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, running up on a stage and falling off backward into the crowd to be carried hand to hand over the audience? Evidently, someone has been reading a different Bible than the one that I've come to know and love. Or is it possible that those who practice such things no longer have a desire to do all things according to the pattern shown them, as stated by the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 8, 4 through 6? In fact, the newspaper article quotes one of the participants as saying, "It's a ministry method that doesn't just bang the Bible over your head." Now, does that tell us something? It suggested to me that those who practice these actions do not wish the Bible to be brought into the discussion. And why is that? Very simply because there is nothing even remotely resembling the pogo, or the shanking, or the body surfing found upon the pages of the Holy Bible. The truth of the matter is that God's Word very clearly condemns the modern dance as sinful. That's another full lesson that needs teaching upon, and perhaps in the near future I'll discuss what the Bible says about the modern dance as we see it. But obviously, if I do something that is condemned by the Bible, then I don't wish to be banged over the head with the Bible. Duh! What's the design or purpose of this type of service in the sanctuary of this church in Beaumont? I once again quote from the newspaper article, a man named Jeff Payne, a youth minister.